So the next place we come to, the next point on the circle, which is directly opposite sonship, is friendship. "Henceforth I've called you friends," Jesus said to his disciples. He didn't say it to the multitudes, but to those who'd been with him and stayed with him during his trials. There weren't many of them, 12, and one of them would betray him. So the next staging post is friendship. Friendship sounds lovely. When he called me there for the first time, I was terrified. I kept seeing it and backing away. It took about a year, I think. It was the degree of intimacy it implied. You share your deepest thoughts and emotions with those you call friends, with those whom you know you can trust. So friendship for me with him was a trust issue. Not me trusting him. Him trusting me. And that's what scared me. He's sharing his heart with me because he trusts me. That is what frightened me. God is giving you this because he trusts you. God is giving you these people to look after because he trusts you with them. Prophetic words kept coming, scaring me witless. God, do you know what you're doing? He pushes you into a place of ever deepening dependence and intimacy, where you find by experience that without him you can do nothing. Zilch, nada, nothing. Do you remember how I said he always likes to make things real in our experience? He teaches you something, information. Then by experience, revelation, or the other way around. But it's always relational. It's always about you and him. You learning his ways, how he likes to do things, how he likes to order things in the world of his heart, how he sees people and situations, how he sees you, how he sees his will being accomplished on earth as it is in heaven through you. Essentially, that's the sole responsibility we have in this thing, to do the will of him who chose us and sends us. Purpose, destiny. And in the end, rewards for a job well done. So whether you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, a mum, a dad, a teacher, a judge, whatever you're calling, just do it to the best of your ability and he'll do the rest. It's a fallacy, you know, that there's a difference between the sacred and the secular. He makes no such distinction. He drops us down in circumstances and says, "Nevertheless, I will be with you." And one with him's a majority. What confidence that engenders. He is with us. He is for us. He calls us into friendship because he wants to tell us his plans. He always tells his servants, the prophets, beforehand what he plans to do. Check it out. Next step then, slavery. We'll look at that tomorrow. That is if you still feel strong enough.